Good morning.
In the spirit.
Morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. We had a delay in our connection. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus, and we do thank you for joining us, for your patience. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Today's Monday, September the 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. And even more importantly, on the calendar, it's the brand new year, 5775. And that has powerful implications for the people of God. This is a year, this is a sabbatical year, the year 5775. It's the seventh year in the series of years that are ordered under what is called the Shemitah. That is something I may be able to broach and open up at another time. But this year is the year that God is saying, because of Shemitah, and Shemitah means release, this is the year that we're to, the people of God are released from all debt that was instituted in Israel. Your all debt was forgiven on the seventh year, and the people were asked to let the ground rest and not to sow and farm on it all of that year. It's a year of the exercise of faith. So that's on God's calendar, that's where we are. Besides Monday, September the 29th. But on God's calendar, we're in the seventh year, and it's the year of release. Also, if you are you feel someone is indebted to you because of some wrong that you feel that was done to you or whatever, release them. Forgive them. And those who enter into what the Shemitah is about is they prosper. And if you want to prosper, you've got to release. Somebody's catching that right now. And that's a word for you if you allow the Holy Spirit to impress it upon your heart. So much for that. Today, our theme is to arise and shine. The Lord has really been speaking to my heart about how we can shine while the darkness increases all around us. Before we go any further, though, I would like to invite the presence or welcome the presence of the Lord in our midst this morning.
Man.
Nothing happens of any importance unless he is involved. So we want to welcome him. We have a divine supernatural appointment with him.
Yes, sir.
Our great God and Heavenly Father, we stand before you this morning knowing that you are so awesome and you are so great. And it's only because of you that we have seen this Monday morning. You kept us, watched over us while we rested. We had safety. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We ask that this day, we give this day that you have given to us, we give it back to you. We ask you to shape it and to fashion it according to your own heart's desire and purpose. Have your way and your will. In this day, we submit ourselves. We withdraw from our own ways and from our own pursuits. to follow you closely, to allow you to guide us by your Holy Spirit throughout this entire day. May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to you and in your sight on this day. Strengthen us where we're weak. Quicken us where there's death. Make us strong in the name of Jesus. We ask for your cleansing and for your washing. Wash our lives.
Yes,
wash
God.
Away every stain and every sin on this day. Every bit of iniquity and every transgression.
Yes. Yes.
We ask you to separate us from those stains by the precious blood of Jesus. Let it overflow us.
Yes,
make us
Lord.
New. Restore us. Cover us with his righteousness. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for all our prayer partners that are on with us, and even those that will be streaming later. We bless this day. We bless your name. And thank you for giving us one more chance to serve you and to shine for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, welcome to all of you, my favorite team. Welcome to all of you on this Monday morning. Thank you for joining us, and you're so patient and kind with this process that we go through on a daily basis. Sometimes we're spot on, sometimes we're just a little bit off, but God gets us through. Our focus is to arise and shine. There is a word from Scripture that God has for us that I've always found to be very encouraging to my own spirit, and I thought that we can share that briefly as we move into this exciting week of prayer. And it comes from Isaiah chapter 60 and beginning at verse 1. I remember the first time that the Holy Spirit impressed this word upon my heart, what great light came. And I believe that light that came is what is responsible for my being where I am in the Lord today. Because I heard that was a rhema word when I first locked in, when the Holy Spirit first impressed this upon me. And I'm reading it from the Amplified Version, and it says, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples, but the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes around you and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in the arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and tremble with joy at the glorious deliverance, and be enlarged, because the abundant wealth of the Dead Sea shall be turned to you. Unto you shall the nations come with their treasures, A multitude of camels from the eastern trading tribes shall come, shall cover you, Jerusalem, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all the men from Sheba who once came to trade shall come, bringing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you as the eastern pastoral tribes join the trading tribes. The rams of Nebaoth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance by on my altar, and my glorious house I will glorify. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? Surely the isles and distant coastlands shall wait for and expect me, and the ships of Tarshish shall come, first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, for the Holy One of Israel, because he has beautified and glorified you. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you, for in my wrath I smote you, but in my favor, pleasure and goodwill, I have had mercy, love, and pity for you. This scripture, this word, was first directed at the nation of Israel. And it captures the vision that God has for that that people as well as Jerusalem. That word comes down to us as well. As a people, and God is fashioning a new mindset out of us where we think in terms of being a people as opposed to just me. You know, that sort of thing. It's an effort to bring us to a different place, bring the people of God, not just us, but the people of God, period, to a different place where we can light up the darkness that has covered the earth and all the people. We can light it up. It says, "For your light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you." So, his word is saying to us, get out from under the depression and the prostration of the circumstances that we've become used to, that has kept us from rising to the new life that he has, where we are actually radiant with the glory of God. Radiant. Because the light of the glory of God has risen upon us. So that's a word for you, for me, for all of us, to arise and shine. And there's no better time to start to do that when there's a new season, such as a new week that God has gifted us with on this day, a new work week. First day of the week, we were at worship. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm making available to you the ability to speak, share a praise report or prayer request. Let this week be a new week in your life and relationship with the Lord, such that you're taking on his heart, meaning you're becoming more and more sensitive to and concerned with what's on his heart, so that we are able to pray back to him powerfully things that he has on his heart. And that's the focus, always the focus of Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's about him. And it doesn't mean that you and I could not have concerns, but when we bring them forth and clear the air concerning those, it frees us to really focus on what is on his heart. My praise report today, I thank God for the safety and rest that he has given to us, particularly over this weekend. I feel very rested coming out of the weekend, and I'm looking forward to going beyond where I was last week. One of the things about the year 5774, it's a year of release, as I said earlier. It's also a year when we are able to accomplish things because of God's, the entrance of the Messiah through what was last year, 5774, the year of the open door. This year, the Messiah is able to come in and make his entrance. And we were able to do things this year that we were not able to do previously in our own strength. Capture that and embrace that. Today we are going to pray. We have a few things that the Lord has impressed on my spirit, and I will share with you beginning now. There's a lady, and some of us may recall Denise Reed, and she is a missionary to, she and her husband heads up Four Corners Ministry, and they literally go to four corners of the earth. They really do. And so that's just not a name for the sake of having a name. Right now, Denise is in Southeast Asia, and she'll be on her way back here later this month. In fact, she and her husband, Kevin, they're going to be with us, I believe, on the week of the, looking at the calendar here, I think it's the week of the 19th, I believe it is. Yeah, they will be here the 18th and the 19th. That's what I'm thinking right now. They usually come to us about once a year, every year, and bring a tremendous anointing to our hearts and spirit and to our atmosphere, if you will. So Denise Reed is in Southeast Asia right now. And powerful woman of God. So we want to pray for her today, that she continues to have a safe missionary journey. And will come back to us safely. We want to pray for Malika, one of our members. She is laboring in pregnancy. I spoke with her on yesterday, and she said she was just downright tired, and she was ready for the baby to show up. Well, I believe the baby will actually show up somewhere around this weekend, and it's going to be an October baby. That's what I gave her as a word going back several weeks. So she is in waiting, if you will, for labor to begin. We pray for her. We want to pray for the safety of God's people nationally and internationally against every threat and plot of Satan, that the people of God, beginning with us here, will be invisible to the enemy as we move through time and spaces and places where we have to be, as a fact of our daily business, that we are able to do so without the disruption and the threats, and we are able to overcome all of the dangers that lurk around in the darkness that surround while we ourselves shine. We want to pray for the prayer retreat that's coming up on this weekend, the Dynamic Prayer Club, another prayer ministry or prayer line that's on every day, a couple of times during the day at 6 and at 10. And they're having the annual prayer retreat and conference at the Executive Suites in Carteret, New Jersey. I believe a couple of buses are coming up from North Carolina for that event. And we want to pray their safe trip, arrival, and return to their homes at the end of this event, which ends on Saturday. It actually begins on Friday night, and it ends on Saturday, I guess, late afternoon. So we want to pray for that. There's another event that we want to pray for, and we are praying specifically for events this week. This week, the mayor of Newark is having a clergy breakfast at the Robert Street on Thursday. And this is an effort by the prayer to bring clergy together and to bring the Lord, allow the Lord to be center. This is an outstanding move by the new mayor, and I would like us to cover that with prayer so that it won't just be a gathering, but there would be something powerful and supernatural about an event like that that would bring the churches, because their leaders are assembled and are coming together, that therefore those leaders will see what God wants to do in Newark. So you see, there's a lot of things to pray for, and of course there are awesome things that are happening. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is a good time to insert what you have while we move forward with our prayer targets. Father, we thank you once again, and we come and we lift up these requests, things that you are concerned about, and we're lifting it up before your throne. We're interceding. We're standing in the gap for these events. Lord, we know that you are not just sitting on the throne, but you're active from the throne. You're directing and you're giving instructions, and you're causing things to happen in the earth. You are ruling and reigning over history every second, every moment, every hour, and every day. You are in charge. And we know that these events are not unconnected. They are powerful. And they are part of a network of actions that you have taken, of decrees that you have made. We pray for the mayor's clergy breakfast on Thursday. We pray, O God, that something divine and supernatural will occur in the midst of all of those men and women that you have called to serve you and to be leaders in our city. We pray, God, that there would be a divine visitation by the Holy Spirit, that the spirit of division would be broken, would be bound, bound right here in our city, and therefore bound in the heavenlies. That spirit of sectarianism, that spirit of selfish or self-interest would be bound, be broken. And so, ridden from our community, from our city, and there would be a coming together, a flowing together under the impetus of the Holy Spirit that would change the atmosphere and circumstances in our city. The spirit of death would no longer find a friendly environment, but would find it uncomfortable enough to leave, going back to hell. In fact, we command that spirit this day to leave. The spirit that has been spreading death by the work of the adversary in the kingdom of darkness, we rebuke that work in the name of Jesus. We cancel every plot in the name of Jesus, so that life, we release life, life coming from your throne to quicken whatever is dead in our city, in our environment. So we thank you today. We bless you. We bless your holy name. We speak peace over our city in the name of Jesus. Peace, life over our city in the name of Jesus. Father, we also lift up Denise Reed, who is on the mission that you've given to her. Father, on this day, strengthen her. Strengthen her today. Give her renewed energy and vigor. And Father, whatever she needs, all her needs are met. We proclaim that today and believe for that in Christ. All her needs are met in Christ. Father, surround her. Keep your angels guarding her completely. Surround her in the name of Jesus. Bless her every work that you've given to her accomplished today in the name of Jesus. Bless her every work, so that she accomplishes all that you have sent her to do, bar none, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, Lord, for the victory that you've given to her, that every territory, every ground that she steps on becomes available, fully available to the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Blessed
you.
Blessed be your holy name.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing even now in our midst, in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your light has come and your glory is risen upon us, so that this day, this Monday morning, we are able to shine bright and early for your glory. Thank you for the days gone by, the days that are now, and the days ahead, where we're able to show forth your glory across the earth. We thank you and we bless your name. Thank you for all the victories that you have already given to us. Victories on the left, victories on the north, the south, the east, the west, and on the right hand. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We want to pray for the Christian families. And this a prayer request went out urgently for those families in Syria and northern Iraq. The Christians are being attacked and killed. That's happening in our world, in our current world. We want to pray for them. We want to stand in the gap for their strength. Right now, we have it so easy. We are not being tortured or killed for our faith, but they're believers in other parts of the world, and in particular in northern Iraq and Syria. We want to send the word of peace. We want to stand for them, lift them up. Father, we lift up these believers from the youngest to the oldest. We lift them up in the name of Jesus before your great throne, that you would comfort them today, strengthen them, cause their spirits to rise, even as the pressure is applied to them to change from faith in you to faith in some other God. Cause them to stand strong, refusing to surrender and to change from serving you. We thank you, Lord, for their example, where they love not their lives unto death. They're willing to lay down their lives rather than reject you. And we know that it's the work of the adversary to remove as many as possible that have submitted to your kingdom, to invalidate the rule and reign of the Christ, Jesus himself. But today we affirm his rule beginning in our own hearts. He is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. And Father, we lift that up to be seen from every corner of the earth on this day, even as he rules in our own hearts, that no enemy can overcome him. And truly, no enemy can reach where the Lord rules. He can take our lives, he can shed our blood, but he cannot take our spirits, because we are saved. So we thank you for your people in that part of the world. and that today they stand victoriously. And you show forth your glory upon them. For those that are dwelling and languishing in the dark to see, and perhaps turn to you who are their Savior, except they don't know you. We pray today would be a day of discovery, a day where the light shines so brightly that those that are in the darkness are able to see and be led out by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I feel the strength that the Lord is dispatching to the believers who are under the sword, literally. They're under the sword because of the Islamic extremists. Blood. Well, our time is winding up. We have just a couple of more minutes or so. Would you like to share a praise report or a prayer request? Because it's coming to, the time is winding up. And we do welcome you and thank you for joining with us today. And it's our prayer that your week will be one of complete victory in Christ, where you are able to do all that God would have you do this week. We want to pray for Malaika, who is expecting her second child, and she would love for that child to show up right about now. She's been carrying her for a while. And so let's pray her strength. Let's pray for the safety and the divine and supernatural order in Malaika's life, her and her husband, as they wait patiently for the arrival of their next child. They already have one, and so they are waiting for the second. Father, we thank you that you're the one that gives life and gives increase. And we thank you for this baby who's already here, except it has not stepped out into the daylight. We thank you for Malaika and for keeping her in perfect health up until now. We believe you, Lord, that she will continue as this pregnancy progresses to its final outcome of delivery, which should happen shortly. We thank you, Lord, that everything is already in alignment and in place to receive this gift that you are giving to this family, to our community, and to our assembly. We thank you and we bless your holy name. Strengthen Malaika even now. Strengthen her in mind, in spirit and in body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it looks like our time goes so quickly and it's up. I do want to share a benediction with you. Let's see what God would say to us as we not leave from His presence, but from before His throne to go forth into the world and shine. Amen. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, and to verse 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. I trust that you can receive that. I know I do. His face is shining upon you. Arise and shine. May God bless you richly as you enter into this day. Be blessed. Walk with him boldly. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for joining us.
Amen.
See you on tomorrow.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Yes, my God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.